I believe you had another question.
I do, but I'm not quite prepared for that at the moment. Maybe someone else wants.
Yeah, Jane, it was kind of interesting. You'll get a chuckle out of this. I'm gonna. After your father came and talked, it was such a startling experience to us that we're just still trying to catch our breath a little bit after the amazement of what happened. And it was very profound, very in a way surprising, very welcome, very insightful, and something that we will be thinking on for weeks and months and lifetimes to come in many, many respects. So I want to thank you for that. It is also interesting. It lets us know that something is continually going on within you and with yours and your loved ones while we continue to go on with and of our loved ones.
That's true. Uh-huh. There is so much that occurs here.
Uh-huh. So, excuse me, go ahead. I was just saying that this was such a surprise to us that we might have been a drinky man, a little bit like your papa. I said, hey, I'd like to have a drink after that one. But I think suffice it to say that...
Papa was embarrassed that she knew of his problem and wished to deny it.
Yeah, he was sometimes a little tangle-footed.
That was a great deal more than that.
He denied it by admitting it to the degree in which he could.
He could not deny it altogether.
But it by... The other thing which was interesting, that he had not seen his parents because he clearly stated, I do not wish to. Would the same phenomenon occur if he did wish to, just as when you were ready after our talk to see him, you said, I did wish to, and you did? Is that what would...
That might be permitted. It would depend on... I do not know who my grandparents are either. I have not inquired. They seem as very distant from me. You see, what you do experience are those with whom you had a close connection, and there was none. There was no relationship either between Papa and his parents, nor with myself. If he had had a burning desire to seek out his true parents when he lived, perhaps he would have been able to be united with them, if they also desired. But that was not the case, and so there has been no connection. I do not know if that will occur.
Yes.
Papa has many, many sadnesses and hurts that he must deal with.
May I make just one brief statement? I know this is what you were picking up, that I was thinking of too, but to verify what you are saying. And again, it's from the Bible, is this, that for the earnest expectations, let me switch the microphone down here. For the earnest expectations of all mankind waits for the manifestations of the sons of God. For man was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who gave him free will in the hope he would choose rightly. I just wanted to let you know that I do accept what you're saying.
Mm. That is good. You realize that what I tell you is not because I know of the Bible. It is my experience and what I have learned that I relate to you. I know a little from when I was young. I have not studied the Bible since I am here, as I have other means.
Yes.
to increase my knowledge.
Yes. Please understand too, then, that I am human and I am in a process of learning, and I do misinterpret and misunderstand things, so as you asked me to be patient with you, please be patient with me also.
Of course.
Okay.
Just one thing I wanted to bring up that was a bit of confusion in the last session, and I'm not generally going to get into reading the Bible, but I'm always lucky when I open the Bible that it frequently comes right to where I was looking for. And I was opened the Bible twice this morning as I was awakening. It answered some of the questions that had come up this last time. And let me read these two little short notes here. The subject matter we're dealing with is to whether man can create his own reality, or whether, in other words, many people on earth saying, well, man creates his own future, man by thinking of it creates his own future, and we were discussing this particular issue. And there's two statements here. I'm responding primarily to this for Mr. Henry, for Mr. Prokop, and at the same time of maybe putting it on tape so that you can discuss it a little bit with us here. One in the Bible here in St. Luke, and he says, "And which of you," these are the words of Jesus that Luke wrote, "and which of you, with taking thought, can add to his structure one cubit?" The response to that, that was a question. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit? The answer seems to come, "Therefore I say unto you," now this is in Mark, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Now, what I'm trying to work through is where confusion seemed to come last time, to where you said what you believe at the time of the death is pretty much what you receive. And yet what one's task is to try to find the principle in the life of Christ's teaching.
It is expectation. I do not speak of heart's desire, which may not be the same.
Go ahead. That, now I'm understanding. Go ahead. That's beautiful.
Expectation. You're speaking of immediately after death. That is what I intended to relate to you.
That's one. The other issue is we can have a more perfect body by forming a more perfect image. In other words, we have two issues.
Let me speak on the first. Immediately after death, we do experience very much what our expectations are. That may agree with our desire, it may not. We might desire to go immediately to the Father and yet expect some form of punishment. We are allowed to experience our expectations because if we did not, let me phrase this carefully so you do not misunderstand. These conditions are not imposed upon us. Our expectations are realized at the beginning, or until our recognition of the truth is perfected. If the conditions were imposed upon us, there would not be the learning that occurs when our own recognition must be there for a change to be made. That is not very plain. Let me attempt. If, for instance, as we discussed before, there are those who expect to sleep, they are allowed to do this until in and of themselves they recognize that this is not the way it is to be. It could be, a change could be imposed upon them. That is not done. they are led to recognize for themselves. Therefore, their learning is greater. Do you understand?
Yes. Such as your father is still experiencing to some degree.
He is learning at his own pace.
Jane, does it happen very frequently that a person is allowed to re-experience the body to remind them how nice it was when, how well they have it?
That is not as with Papa.
Yes. Does that happen in other souls on Earth?
It has occurred for different reasons. When there is speaking done, such as I am doing, that does occur.
Mm-hmm.
The other, you had another question about the imaging. We discussed this at one time when we discussed his wife's health.
Yes.
And that was what you were referring to, I believe.
I was just bringing up the point of discussion where Christ said, who can add one cubit to his growth by thinking of it? And yet what you had related is, think a positive image, and it is a law that that image then develops. And
I believe that the power of that, you see, it is, that is all there is. It is the way in which all is created. It is the way in which all of us were created. It is because that is part of spirit. And we, being one with our Father, are like Him. It is, the difference is in degree, it is not in kind. Therefore, we have similar, we have like powers to create. The difference is in degree. Now this does not disagree with what the Christ taught. I recall one place when he discussed, when he liberated a fig tree and said to his disciples that you may do this and that you may do anything. And it is true. We are limited and bound by ourselves as much as we are limited and bound by the law. Our thoughts of ourselves as ill or as healthy creatures with a body have as much to do with the actual health of that body as any physical concern.
Is Howard wanted to say?
Yeah. Let me just say one thing here is, as far as what Dr. Bauman said, insofar as confusion, I would like to look at it from another point of view, rather than confusion, but perhaps lack of understanding and interpretation. I don't think we're so much confused as trying to understand as to where it's at. I mean, so from that point of view. Howard?
Yes, Jane, I had some things I'd appreciate response to. Did the dark side, the satanic side, or that way exist before, or did they create that power when they fell?
Did they exist before?
Did a force, a power, a way of evil exist before? Did they join something? Or did they create when they moved there?
Before our Father created anything, there was the Father, of course, which is everything. Whatever existed before that was also of the Father. You understand what I am saying?
I think so. So when they fell, they found or became the proponents or the evangelists of the evil way, is that right?
Yes, you might express it that way. There is not another force which is opposed to, repugnant to the Father that is, you see, He is all. There cannot be another. There cannot be two if there is one.
Oh, are there two ways then today?
There is choice.
Yeah, and that means there's two are.
There is choice, but there is not one source. There is only one source. There is not another source. There is, let me say this. Our Creator, our Father is not limited. He is limited by nothing, not even His own word. He is not limited by His own precedent. He is limited by nothing, no thing, no thing.
Thank you. What is the power that tempts us in life?
The power. You speak of those commonly known as evil?
Right.
What is their source? Is that what you mean?
Yes. What's the power, the source that they can exercise it on us or tempt us with?
Their source is the same as yours and mine. The use of that is their own decision. There are those who are not physical, who you would consider evil ones. There are many. These have not increased in number since they first made their choice. However, I know that you are aware how many converts they have made of those who inhabit the physical. The power that you speak of may come from those within the physical or those from without. The power would be the same as it has always been.
Jane, do you have your choice if you wanted to cause problems within Anne, because you still have your choice to be a tempter to her if you so chose to cause negative situations of it?
I would be removed from my position if I were to do that.
But you retain the ability to do that. It's the same as rule of counselors could give bad advice or...
I could. Mm-hmm. It is also true that there may be another, not such as I, but perhaps another to stay with an individual who is upon the earth, to encourage them to separate. This is what you were speaking of.
Like the good angel and the bad angel. Okay.
Let he was just speaking of.
Yes.
It is the power that was granted,
yes,
that spirit from the beginning.
Are you what would be considered a guardian angel, or does each soul, as the Bible says, each child has a angel that sees constantly the face of God? Are you ever aware of an angel for Anne?
I am a helper. I prefer that word. I do know that.
Helper is in the Bible as the word helper. There is that in the Bible also as a helper.
I do not know. I think of myself as such because that pleases me. I do not think of myself as an angel because I am not.
And there might well
be higher beings, yes, than I.
And there might well be energies that she has available to her for strengths above you that come from.
Yes, and I may call on
that same energy.
Greater strength than I have if it is necessary, as may she directly.
Yes. Do you go through a training school? We had another counselor that talked with us, and he said no, he couldn't quite tell us how he got there, but it really, it's like he was sent out on an assignment without much training. And I tease people saying, well, you guys need some help over there because sometimes you seem so short-staffed. Or do you get advice on how to give guidance?
Yes, I do. And my very existence since I have been in this place has been a training. But it is, of course, not all been with her. Every task is a training, a learning. This is what we are to do. It is to increase our recognition as well as to help others.
Yes, and them to do the same, I suppose, in their realm.
Yes.
If I understood correctly, you said that the other name or the real name for Lucifer was Morningstar?
No, that is the meaning of Lucifer that was given to him. It was not his name. I do not wish to say it, if you do not mind. It is not important that you know that. You know of the one of whom we speak.
Well, the one reason I was curious, it's referred to sometimes in our present-day language, Jesus is referred to as the Morning Star.
The Morning Star, or the Day Star, or the Bright Star, meaning a very bright star, a bright being. He was a very bright being and very close to the Creator.
Was he a superior being to the average run of them then? Was he kind of on the level with Jesus?
Jesus is not the same. We are speaking of angels. Lucifer was an angel, and they are very close to the Father, or they still are. Those who separated were very close to the Father.
Our Bible talks about Adam and his fall and her sin, and that we as humans have a depravity or a natural inclination for disbelief in God, and that thereby leads us in a direction away from God, and it takes a decision, surrender on our part, and the death of Christ on the cross to rectify that. Is that your understanding?
I am not certain what you mean. You said a natural depravity.
Human beings have a what's called depravity, or a way that is natural to them to choose in ways against God, other than God, separateness.
Yes, partly because we perceive that easily. The perception of the oneness is much more difficult to perceive. It requires a recognition that some never do achieve while they live on earth. And in that respect, that would be natural. The pull of the flesh is also difficult.
And
that may be what you mean.
I think that's responding correctly. Then does that change from the separateness direction to the God direction come as a result of knowledge?
I do not understand your question. Can you phrase that differently?
Yes. Those who are all who have chosen in the direction of separateness are away from God. The Bible refers to them as bound for eternal hell. There has to be something happened, which is a surrender on the part of the individual and the death on the cross of Christ to rectify or to change that, so that it puts them in the direction of what's referred to as heaven.
It is recognition, I believe, of what you speak.
And my question is, it seems that I hear you saying that this occurs by enough knowledge of the one way of God as opposed to the death of Christ on the cross.
You want to know...
Is it knowledge or is it Christ that does it for us?
It is not knowledge, it is recognition.
Describe or explain that, please.
Realization, I believe, might be a better word. He came from Christ, to my understanding is that he came for that reason and other reasons. He came also to become man, truly man, and show us that one who is truly of the flesh does not need to fall to the flesh. He was God, but he was also man and was truly tempted. If he had not been truly man, he would not have been able to show us that we can accomplish this also. Now, if you have been exposed to the knowledge of Christ and why he came, and have rejected him, that is one thing. It is another to not know of him. And that will not be held against you. However, you must realize, before you can proceed, you must realize his place.
The Bible.
With the Father.
The Bible indicates that there is enough revealed to us directly or however by God, if it be by nature or whatever, that we are without excuse. And there's not some without excuse.
This may have been true at the time that Christ was on earth. There is great confusion at this time, and those who come here now are very confused as to what may be, what is the truth and what is not. There are some who have achieved recognition. There are those who have rejected and they are lost.
Okay. I think you've responded.
They are lost forever.
Yes. Would you... The concept of separateness or separation is a new way of... it's not new, it's just a different way of looking at it, and I'm kind of intrigued by your explanations of it. Would you say a little more on... just kind of describe separation. Keeping in mind, I'm not wanting to dwell on it. I'm wanting to know what you're referring to so we can get right about it.
I do not know exactly what it is you wish me to say. There are many aspects of separation. Well, we have discussed, I think, to your satisfaction, the origin of that separation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yes,
not
that's
so?
My satisfaction.
All right. That is when it first occurred, and it has compounded itself since that time. It is allowed, it is not caused, but it is allowed to happen by our Creator, who granted us this free will. He wished His creations to come to Him, but granted them the choice, a choice which was not given to the lower classes, the beasts. I believe that this idea is in the Bible in many places.
Yes.
And indeed, I recall a discussion with my counselors on the concepts of the beasts and the fact that there was a beast named in the Bible. A beast being chosen because it is lower than man. And whose identity was how can I say this? His identity was to indicate a separation. Separators cannot always be easily identified.
We don't understand that beast, Jane. What beast was that you referred to?
He had a number. The number indicates his separateness.
How does the number indicate separateness?
fourth member indicates unity.
I'm not into numerologies. You're introducing new concepts to me, and I don't want to. I don't want to add a new.
It's not numerology. Numerology.
Well,
it indicates unity to you, indicating only. Only unity, what number would that be?
Well, the circle has always meant unity to me.
No, that is not what you mean.
One, you're talking
about? One. If there was any other number, it indicates more than one. Is that not true?
Yes. Remember, these are your ideas, so I remain open to listen to
them. All right.
You're creating something within my mind now.
All right. And it is a law that within a oneness there is a threefold as the Trinity is discussed. It is the same with man.
Yes.
Three aspects of man. If you, the number, the symbolism of the numbers is, if you take the number indicating unity, which is one, no matter what, whether you would multiply this by the three or divide it by the three, you end up with the same. The number that symbolizes disunity, meaning more than one, would be two. If there is two, there is not unity. It indicates separation. If you would multiply this or divide this by the number three, you will end up with the number that represents the symbol that was used for the beast. That is simply that it was chosen for that reason.
What are those three aspects of man?
Of man?
Yes.
We refer to the body, and we have discussed, the doctor and I have agreed on the words essence and soul. Animals have essence, that is the quality of life. They do not have the soul, therefore they do not continue as spirit. When we have discussed animals that are in this place, they are images and not the spirit of the actual animal. They do not have the intelligence, which is an essential quality of spirit, you see, so they cannot be spirit. And the qualities of spirit cannot be separated. You cannot leave one behind.
Within the essence, are you saying within the essence realm is the spirit?
It is part of spirit. Essence and soul combine to make spirit.
Okay, is God then the body, Jesus the essence, and the spirit is the soul?
No, that is not quite, it is an oversimplification.
Yeah, okay. Is there a parallel between the three, the Godhead, and the three aspects in humans?
Not exactly, but closely akin to what you are saying. I do not want to making misstatements, and I will not...
That's intriguing, and if you can learn some more about that, I'd appreciate knowing it. I have one short question. According to what Anne was saying, there was a certain feeling she had, and it was that she was to not do this unless Dr. Bauman was here. Why is it that you want Dr. Bauman here?
You are assuming.
You are right.
But you are assuming correctly. It was not considered necessary but desirable. He is the balance. There is a catalyst, as we have discussed.
And who is that catalyst?
It is you. And he is the balance.
Between catalyst and what?
It is not for me to discuss that, I believe. I do not think that you would understand. And it is not necessary for you to know.
Well, you were saying there were three of us here, and there was a catalyst, a balance, and I was wondering what I was.
It has to do with this process. I wish to speak no more on that.
Yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable leaving it there, too.
You are?
Yes.
I do not believe I can make you understand me. It is very difficult, and because I know, because I have attempted before to explain, and do you know that it is very, very difficult to explain to someone who has not any inclination of what you are speaking?
I appreciate that, thanks.
It is my problem.
Maybe it's mine.
No, it is mine.
It is yours.
I will think on how to describe this and return another time if I can find an answer.
If the catalyst is one side and there is a...
It is not one against the other. That is not...
There's an aspect left out here, and I'm curious about that aspect.
I did not mean to imply that he balanced the other. Perhaps that is simply a poor choice of words on my part.
Think about it and let us know. Okay? Appreciate it.
Well, sometimes when I heard you say this in the past, that I'm simply a catalyst and I'll be only simply required to be here, it kind of put me as a, hey, I'm not very important to become with, I'm just simply required to be there. That's all right, if it's the will of God, I'm willing to accept that.
You are required to be here, partly because she would not do this if you were not in attendance. You are the catalyst for a different reason.
One must be aware that being self-important is part of the separation of the original beginning. And we each wrestle with this as an element within our being.
We must not be proud of our humility.
That was excellent. I want to say this to you. I want to express my feelings, and I enjoy your humbleness and meekness. And I suppose that if you were any other than that, I probably would not discuss with you. So, I mean, that is a great pleasure to me to speak with someone who is so humble and so meek as you.
Your curiosity would lead you, will I meek or not? Your curiosity would make it difficult for you not to.
ask one last question for next time, not to answer now, but I will be asking on the speaking in tongues. Psychiatrically, sometimes people speak in tongues, and I'm just posing the question.
I do not know
what
you mean.
I think we're out of time here, and you know, that's probably...
It is well, because I am well.
Yes. All right, Jean.
Then, may you say a prayer for us and with us?
The doctor had not finished his statement.
Okay.
I was just, at times, people both in church and other times will pray in a language other than themselves. And we have had different people speak through Anne, through Anne Jane and Otto, in different voices, but not in different language. In the past, we have had people speak through in different languages also. And I am interested in knowing if part of my understanding as a physician would be to unravel this speaking in tongues, whether it's a creative imagination, whether it's a language a person has used in another existence, whether it's another soul speaking through a person. The Bible says it is a way of prayer. And the speaking of a person in a different language at times of prayer or at times of human expression is not fully understood.
I have not experienced that, but perhaps